I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest area news on KJAN, brought to you by Welcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Red Oak. A Red Oak man was arrested last night on a Montgomery County warrant for burglary in the third degree. 32-year-old Christopher Ivan Long was taken into custody at around 9:40 p.m. in the 200 block of 2nd Avenue. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $3,000 cash bond. Red Oak police report the arrest of a woman Tuesday evening on a theft charge. At around 7:50 p.m., officers arrested 21-year-old Darian Elizabeth Heideman of Red Oak for theft in the fifth degree. Heideman was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $300 bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will act on a couple of funding requests during their regular meeting this morning here in Atlantic. The board will hear a request for $500 for the 10th Annual National Crime Victims Rights Week Gala set for April 11, 2017. The county is one of nine counties in the 4th Judicial District expected to participate in the event and related funding. The board will also hear an annual report from the County Library Association and request for fiscal year 2018 funding. In January, the board granted the Library Association $600 more per year per library beginning with the 2017 fiscal year that began this past July. The board will also discuss the Amazing Energy Urban Renewal Area Ordinance. Their meeting begins at 8:30 in their boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse. Cass County Assessor Brenda Nelson has announced the assessor's office will be closed next Tuesday and Wednesday, November 15th and 16th, for continuing education. If you have any business to conduct at the assessor's office next week, you may do so on Monday, Thursday, or Friday. The City of Atlantic's Community Development Committee is set to meet this evening at City Hall beginning at 5:30. During their session, the committee will review a survey by Mike Jensen concerning the alley east of Birch Street between 11th and 14th Streets. They'll also review recommendations for the community beautification plan and receive an update on visual pollution near Highway 6 or 7th Street and the city code regarding junkyards for automobiles, as well as discuss an ordinance requiring indoor plumbing for residential properties. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a regular meeting this evening at the high school. During the session that begins at 5:30, the board will receive a special presentation from Brenda Booman and Carolyn Boos with regard to the Link Center, a facility which is designed to provide kindergarten through 8th grade students in the Atlantic Community School District with serious psychiatric conditions a safe and therapeutic environment for evaluation and treatment outside the regular classroom setting. The board is also expected to approve contracts or letters of assignment for Darla Weber as Schuler paraeducator, Jennifer Rugard as Schuler and Severe and Profound paraeducator, Ashley Updike from kindergarten to S&P para, and Gwen Ulrich from Class 1 to S&P para. The board will also act on approving Clint Rowland and Dent Petty as co-archery club sponsors. In other action, the Atlantic School Board will act on approving a School Budget Review Committee, or SBRC, application for enrollment, open enrollment out, and LEP instruction beyond 5 years. The request is to recover spending authority amounting to $58,987 only, not cash. They'll also act on a 2-year renewable cooperative agreement between ISU and the Atlantic School District for student teaching. The district has a similar agreement with UNI that allows college students to teach in the district. Other action items tonight include the purchase of 13 security cameras to be placed at strategic locations for better coverage, mostly exterior. The cameras and license will run a little over $19,000. Installation will be handled by the district's technology department and Brown Electric for an additional $2,500. And the board will act on using capital projects funds for the purchase or replacement of auditorium curtains at the Atlantic Middle School at a cost of $15,195. The old curtains deteriorated beyond repair and were unable to be reinstalled following renovations in 2013. Prior to adjournment, the Atlantic School Board will discuss the district's school and athletic facilities and the superintendent's search interview groups. Officials of Atlantic Municipal Utilities and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce have announced the annual holiday Christmas lighting contest, Deck the Homes. The contest encourages the community to nominate their favorite merry and bright home. To nominate your favorite merry and bright home, call Atlantic Municipal Utilities at 712-243-1395. Winners will receive an Atlantic Municipal Utilities voucher. Nominations are due December 12th. Pick up your Christmas and Atlantic brochure from area retail businesses. Like the Atlantic Area Chamber on Facebook or follow on Twitter to find dates and details to celebrate Christmas in Atlantic. You can also find a complete list of activities at www.christmasinatlantic.com. The Harlan Police Department has released a report on recent arrests and incidents. This past Sunday, 25-year-old Andrew Becker of Harlan was taken into custody following a traffic stop. Becker was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, possession of a controlled substance, and prohibited acts penalties. On November 4th, 24-year-old Megan Kroger of Harlan was arrested when officers served a Shelby County warrant on Kroger. She was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance and prohibited acts penalties. With Kroger at her residence was 31-year-old Robert Summer, who also is of Harlan. Summer was arrested and taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were charged with a violation also of a no-contact order. On November 3rd, 19-year-old Cody Varnes of Omaha was arrested in Harlan following a traffic stop. Varnes was cited for failure to have a valid driver's license and failure to prove security against liability. He was released after receiving a citation. Also on November 3rd, Harlan police arrested 37-year-old Brian Cave of Omaha. He was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving with a suspended driver's license. He was also cited for dark windows and failure to prove security against liability. Harlan police said also that on November 1st, Express Lube and Tire in Harlan reported that a shop truck, a blue 1997 Chevy K-Series pickup, was taken from their lot sometime during the night. On November 7th, the truck was located at a business in Denison. The investigation into that incident continues. Police in Harlan say there were two accidents in the community on November 4th. The first at 7th and Spring Streets happened as a 2013 Chrysler, driven by David Phipps of Harlan, was traveling north on 7th Street. Phipps suffered from a medical condition causing him to lose control. His vehicle left the road and struck a tree in the city right-of-way. Phipps was transported by medevac ambulance to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $7,500. The other accident happened at the Casey's General Store in Harlan. A 2011 GMC owned by Catherine Campbell of Harlan was parked at the fuel pumps after she had filled her vehicle and went in to pay. When she returned, Campbell discovered the right front side of her vehicle was damaged. Witnesses told police a U-Haul truck had struck her truck and continued east on Chatburn Avenue. All attempts to locate the U-Haul were unsuccessful. The damage to Campbell's vehicle amounted to $5,000. And the field and grassland fire danger category in Shelby County has been reduced from high to moderate. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency reports most of the crops in the county have been harvested, reducing the availability of fuel sources. Regardless, they say if you're planning any large burns, the emergency management officials want you to contact your local fire chief or the EMA office at 712-755-2124. That is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.